Aled, I think you need my help.
Yes, I do. Do I need to de-stress?
Do you want it now?
Can I?
I can give it to you now if you want.
Please.
Okay, fine. I brought some options.
Oh, God.
What do you mean, oh, God?
Go on, go on.
Look.
Options of what?
Options of books.
Oh, you've got some books?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I was talking about?
I don't know.
I've got some options of books.
Dave's going to read Alan a story to cheer him up.
Right.
You have books with you in your coat pocket?
Yeah.
That's out of your coat, out of your jacket pocket?
Yes.
Right.
They're both Mr. Man books. Ask me why.
Why?
Because they're the only ones that fit in the inside pocket of my jacket.
Why do you walk around with two Mr. Men books in your coat jacket?
Don't ask
Your jacket pocket,
don't
even.
Ask too many questions.
What's a coat jacket? Whose coat is this jacket?
So, your options are, Mr. Aled Hayden-Jones.
Yes.
To de-stress you, you can either have Mr. Greedy
or
Mr. Bump.
Hello. Oh, Mr. Bump is the classic.
Mr. Bump?
Yeah.
It's fine. I just thought I thought you might go for that one, but I just thought I'd give you some options.
Oh.
Okay.
That's the best one, isn't it?
What, Mr. Bump? Yeah, I think so. I do like Mr. Tickle, though.
How long is the story? Is it quite short?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Kids' storybooks out.
I know, but you never know these days, attention spans.
It's a good length.
Attention what? I wasn't listening. Thank you. I don't understand why you have two Mr. Men books in your... I'm still confused by that.
Just don't ask too many questions. Oh. What does dads do?
What's this?
It's a little song for everyone to sing along.
Let's go to Mr. Land, the land of magic. Come on and sing.
Mr. Bump's my favourite.
Mister, let's go to Mister Land. Come on, let's go there.
Yeah,
it's a mystery trip.
I want to live there.
Mister trains on Mister tracks. Mister clowns and acrobats. Mister, see all the Mister men, the men who live there. It's Mister time. It really is a pantomime.
I'm feeling better already, Aled. Bring it down.
Bumped into a chap who's round and fat, and me in my silly hat. Really, they're a sight to see. Those Mr. Men and me. So let's go to Mr. Land. Come on, let's go there. It's a mystery trip. Mr. Trains on Mr. Tracks. Mr. Clowns and Acrobats.
Mr. And later on this morning, Dave will be reading Mr. Jaffa the Hutt, which is all about Aled.
Jaffa Jones.
Well, no, Captain Solo.
Going to see a picture, Mr. Jabba?
Go on, then.
Jabba!
There you are.
Beautiful. Story time later. That'll be nice. Fun for everybody. So a few people texted in saying, my three-year-old has the Mr. Box set, the Mr. Men box set, I think. I enjoy it more than him.
Nicole's got the box set. It's brilliant.
My daughter thinks that, A, you guys are silly, and says, but says, can you read Mr. Bump?
Of course we can.
There you go. Megan is 5, by the way. Jamie and Megan is 5, dancing to the theme tune.
Right, Jamie and Megan, story time soon.
School run, reading stories, clever, I like it. So something that somebody on the text. All right, good. Yeah, there's no coincidental. This could have easily happened at 7 or 9. It's just happened at 8. When do you want Dave to read his story?
How long is it going to be?
Oh, God, it'll be like 2 minutes.
Listen, it's going to be short and concise in a punchy youth radio format style.
I don't think this class is youth radio. This is more kind of teen.
Of course it's youth radio.
What? This is cutting edge, dude.
Okay.
Go cowabunga yourself.
Listen, we're not going to lose our pacey feel, you know, in that breakfast show vibe.
You can get edgier.
Let all the other morning shows do Battle of the Sexes and the Single of the Week and their stupid twee features. We're better than that, Alan. Mm. We got Dave reading Mr. Bump.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Will you just scan through it and see if you need any sound effects from me or anything?
Or any bad language.
There's no bad language.
You should always check these things. Good producer. Yeah.
What do you think Mr. Bump says when he bumps into something? Yeah. Oh, flaming heck. Yeah. Mr. Bump isn't Lord Sugar.
Exactly. Hmm. You'd be Mr.
Bleeding
Flippin' Idiot.
Post, bleeming, plumbing, bleeding, falling down, bleeming, plumbing, bleeming.
Yeah, there might be a couple of sound effect opportunities.
All right.
Let me know. I've got some as well. As long as it involves being in a pub or something.
Well, listen, get a bump sound effect ready.
Oh. Have you got one of them?
A bump sound effect.
Okay, here's what I need. I'm just scanning through. I need a bump sound effect.
Yeah. How's that?
That's good.
I also need a window smashing.
Now you've got that, Chris, on there, haven't you?
Oh, God, somewhere.
So just glass smashing.
Clumsy Westwood.
Do one of Westwood's ones.
Yeah, that'll do.
It's got echo on it.
It's a big room.
Is there a noise of spilt milk?
Okay, there you go.
No, that's not spilt milk.
What else? He hits his... Actually, no, you know the... right? That's maybe when he bashes his thumb with a hammer.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right. I need a splash.
Don't have one.
I might have a splash.
Don't have a splash.
It takes me a while, though, Dave.
I don't have a splash. Let me just say that.
Do you have the noise of a wooden leg, maybe, to replicate somebody walking with a plant pod on their foot?
It's not specific.
Yeah.
Or what about the noise of someone falling into a hole?
Oh, well, that would just be...
Yeah.
I could do that one. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, we could do that together.
I've got tennis noises. Do you need
an apple form?
I've got this. Is this any use to you?
No. Oh. Wow.
The text.
Pack it in.
Sammy and Ellie.
Mistake?
Sammy and Ellie are both 17 and say, "Shush, Aled, I want to hear Mr. Bump."
See, there you are. Right, Mr. Bump is going to happen then. It's coming up. Read by Dave. From the fabulous British Mr. Men stories. Everybody should love, and they do love, so that's good.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
So Dave will read a story, and then we'll play some music, and then everybody will start their day the right way, the happy way. Because you being happy means everything to me. A smile on your face, and a skip in your step, and stuff. What am I talking about, Alan? I can't be nice.
You can't, can you?
I know.
Give it a go.
And a cake and a frill. There you are.
That's good. That's pretty good.
All right, good. Lovely. Dominic has the news. Tina has the sport. It's 8:04.
An American soldier accused of killing civilians has left Afghanistan. 8:08 now.
All right, should we do this then?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Aled, Dave, are you ready?
Aled, are you sitting comfortably?
I am sitting comfortably.
Okay. In that case, we shall begin. Is read by Comedy Dave. It's Mr. Bump by Roger Hargreaves.
This is a sad story of Mr. Bump. The trouble was that Mr. Bump just could not help having little accidents. If there was something for Mr. Bump to bump into, he'd bump into it all right. For instance, if you were to see Mr. Bump out walking down a street in your town, and if there happened to be something to bump into down that street, then you know what would happen, don't you? Bump! Mr. Bump was just the same at home. He lived in an extremely nice home, but even there, he couldn't help having those little accidents. For instance, one morning, when Mr. Bump went outside his house,
he noticed that the chimney pot had come loose in a storm the night before.
I must fix that
before it falls off, thought Mr. Bump to himself. And he hurried to his garden shed to fetch a ladder. It was a very, very long ladder. Mr. Bump walked up the garden path with the ladder on his shoulder. He turned the corner of the garden path. Crash went the living room window. Sound effect. Oh dear, thought Mr. Bump. And he turned to see what had happened. Crash went the kitchen window behind him. Oh dear, thought Mr. Bump again. And he rested the ladder against the wall of the house so that he could climb up onto the roof to mend the chimney pot. Crash went the bedroom window. So, you can see, Alad, how Mr. Bump had his little accidents.
Sorry.
Mr. Bump had many, many jobs, but somehow they never seemed to last very long. Bit like Matt Fincham. As soon as anything got lost or broken or splintered or chipped or snapped or cracked or torn or burst or wrenched or crunched or split or slit, Mr. Bump got the blame. For instance, Alad, when Mr. Bump worked on a farm, he tripped over the farm dog and spilt the milk which he was carrying for the farmer's wife, and which the farm cat lapped up. For instance, when Mr. Bump was a postman, he got his hand stuck in a pillar box, and they had to fetch the fire brigade to come and set him free. And for instance, when Mr. Bump was a bus conductor, he fell off the bus and couldn't catch it up again. And all the passengers travelled without having to pay.
You said it was 2 minutes.
And for instance, shush now. When Mr. Bump was a carpenter, he found that when he was hammering nails, he hammered his thumb most of the time and the nail hardly at all. In order to recover from the series of rather unfortunate happenings, Mr. Bump decided to take a holiday. There he could think about what sort of job he could do where he wouldn't be such a nuisance to everybody. So off he set to the station to catch a train to the seaside. You still listening, Alad?
Yeah.
While Mr. Bump was on holiday, several things happened. For instance, he fell off a boat into the sea, and the lifeboat had to come and rescue him. For instance, one day when he was quietly walking along the beach, minding his own business, he got his foot stuck in a bucket and a cash register. And he couldn't get it off, so he had to walk around with it on his foot for hours.
Oh no.
Jump to the end.
And for instance, another time he was walking along the beach, he walked straight into a donkey and a large hole that somebody had dug. He had to stay there all night. Shall I skip to the end?
Yeah, please. Okay. Shut up, it's good though.
Mr. Bump's job is picking apples. This was also when he was on holiday, sort of.
It's just the end.
He just walks about, picking apples, bumping into trees, and down falls an apple, and Mr. Bump catches it. This makes the job of apple picking much easier. No. So, you see, the story of Mr. Bump isn't such a sad story after all, Alad, is it?
No. No.
And if you ever bump yourself, you know what to do, don't you? Go and eat an apple picked by Mr. Bump, and then you won't feel your bump at all. You'll remember that next time you have a bump now, won't you, Alad?
Yes.
Good. The end.
And that was the story of Mr. Bump by Roger Hargreaves.
New balls.
What was that?
New balls. That was a tennis
ball. It's actually longer than you think, isn't it?
Genuinely, though, that was lovely.
Thanks.
Yeah, really nice. Bit long, though.
It's a bit long.
I thought it was perfect, right.
Enjoyed myself.
Yeah, good length, Alad.
Hey, oh no! And here comes Mr. Bump himself. He's actually come to say hello today.
Yeah.
Here's Mr. Bump. Oh no! Oh, look at him! Oh, sound effect mongers. Thank you very much. All right. Well, that was lovely. 8-1-9. A round of applause for Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks very much.
There's the cash register. Yeah. My goodness, there it is. I can't hide it. Just smiled when you